Shortage of water is now posing an existential threat to Pakistan in multiple dimensions. The widespread protests we observed in Sindh a few weeks back regarding six canals are just one example. The more serious dimension of the issue can be observed by Pakistan's unequivocal declaration that India's implementation of its recent absolutely illegal intimation of putting the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance would be considered as an act of war. Both the above reactions make complete sense when we realize that per capita freshwater availability in Pakistan has declined from 5,260 cubic meters in 1951 to around 900 cubic meters and is projected to decrease to 560 cubic meters by 2050. What further accentuates its significance is the fact that, while the global average for the annual utilization of freshwater is 70% for agriculture, though for Europe it is only 40%, in Pakistan it is 93%. The disproportionate consumption reflects nothing else except wastage. Also, its alarmingly diminishing availability for the industry can prove to be the biggest choke point for industrial growth. Agricultural use. While rising ambient has increased water evaporation and transpiration, our cropping strategy has proven to be a more potent culprit. Sugarcane and cotton alone account for at least one-third of the aggregate consumption by the agricultural sector. What adds to the injury is that Pakistan's crop water productivity for sugarcane is around 53.5% lower than the global average. For rice, with one-third of the global average, it is even worse. Irrigated agriculture, which is generally considered to be a luxury vis-a-vis rain-fed farming, provides 90% of Pakistan's food, while the global average is 40%. Despite the operational convenience it provides, we have failed to utilize it effectively so far. Irrigation system in Pakistan, rather, is a major source of wastage. Some 25% of water is lost till the farm gate, followed by the loss of 30% of the remaining water till its application at the crop root. The ingress of poor farming practices is so pervasive that it has left no aspect unaffected. For instance, almost half of Upper Sindh's irrigated land is now affected with waterlogging and salinity. While the increase in ambient is aggravating the issue of salinity, seepage from unlined watercourses and cultivation through water inundation keep on making more land hostage to waterlogging. In my view, the current system of billing the water use in agriculture, called Abiana system, majorly contributes to the above rampant utter extravagance of water. Instead of per unit usage, it is based on the area being cultivated, thus providing least incentive for the user to save it. Also, the state succeeds in recovering only a fraction of what is billed. Thus, what is ultimately collected barely covers 10% of the maintenance costs for water channels.